I found it to be a very positive experience over the weekend, and I was on the beach for a lot of hours over the weekend, so it was very busy, as it always is every year. We'll just give out a few of the stats from the weekend first. So 90 arrests were made across the Donegal division, not just in Letterkenny, but that's right across Donegal, for various types of offences, Thursday to Monday inclusive. One arrest was made on Thursday, 17 on Friday, and usually every year the Saturday is that bit busier. So 47 arrests were made on Saturday and 25 arrests on Sunday. 30 of these 90 arrests were made in connection with drink drug driving offences. So across Donegal over the weekend, there were 51 public order incidents, 12 dangerous driving incidents, 30 drink drug driving related incidents, and 45 vehicles were seized. And again, look, this is only a snippet or an example of some of the incidents that Gardaí dealt with over the weekend. Regular policing goes on also behind, you know, it's not just all roads policing related. Yeah.
So but we know the baselines, and I think it just talks to a high level of drink and drug driving, but a high level of detection as well. 30 drink and drug driving related instances. I would not be surprised at all if the majority of those were drug driving. And 45 vehicles were seized. So it's not like people weren't warned. They were we talked about modifications. We talked about tints and the importance of a car being NCT taxed and insured. You know what I mean? But obviously, 45 vehicles seized is a big enough old number,
that's
isn't it?
That's quite a high number. And we did discuss last week the Section 109A of the Road Traffic Act 1961, where the vehicle can be seized if it's being used or suspected that it will be used in a dangerous manner. And then in cases like that, the owner of the car has to apply to the judge of the district court then to get their vehicle back. This happened last year also, and people were then left without their vehicle for the course of the weekend.
Talk to us then a little bit about the policing operation then that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, well, we dealt with, look, there was numerous incidents, so those outlined also, but we dealt with many types of incidents, as we do on a daily basis anyway, you know, when the rally isn't taking place. So alleged assaults, there were drug searches, drug detections, road traffic collisions, criminal damage incidents, burglaries, thefts, domestic calls and mental health related calls. The rally drew massive crowds into the county, but most especially, as always, Letterkenny was thronged at the weekend. You know, it always draws massive crowds into the town here. An extensive operation, policing operation, was in place for the event, but there was a separate operation then in place also for the town itself. So the public order units were out. They were out in patrol every night. Roads policing units were in patrol day and night. They were operating checkpoints, speed checks. Motorcyclists from the roads policing units were out patrolling. And of course then regular uniformed guard members were out in the beat and on bikes conducting patrols and just responding to regular calls as well as rally related calls. The Garda helicopter, I'm sure everybody's seen it hovering around over the weekend. It was there. And we also had a detector dog with the Revenue Customs Service up over the weekend also, which was of great assistance to us. And we were also very grateful to have the assistance of some of our reserve Garda members over the weekend. We're always grateful for their assistance at major events. We'd just like to say a thank you to everybody who came to Donegal at the weekend and who complied with the law, and that is the vast majority of the visitors that arrived at the weekend. You know, we have to stress that it's only a small cohort of people who come, and they arrive every year and they've no intention of abiding by any sort of rules, and that's a very small minority of the people that arrive.